Hello everybody, Dr. Lakin here, talking to you today about C. difficile diarrhea. Now this is a diarrheal illness that is iatrogenic, or meaning it's doctor-induced, and the way it is caused is generally by people taking broad-spectrum antibiotics for infections, either in an outpatient setting or in the hospital. And then they develop persisting watery diarrhea that is very severe. If you've ever heard of anybody who has this, it's a bit daunting. So it's a severe diarrheal illness that's induced by antibiotics, and it's called C. difficile diarrhea. Now the risks for getting this are being older, having multiple or a variety of background health conditions, including diabetes, would be probably the most common. But other health conditions, kidney disease, liver disease, let's say. But anybody can get it if they're exposed to antibiotics and happen to develop this overgrowth of C. difficile bacteria in their colon. They will get multiple watery stools. They can wake them up at night, out of bed. They can even have problems with controlling it with continence. So how do we make the diagnosis? Generally, patients coming in have an exposure to antibiotics recently and have some rather significant watery stools. So that's number one. Number two, we can do a special test for this. We can do a stool toxin assay. Now, the test is not perfect. It'll be positive probably in about 70 or 80% of cases, but 20 or 30% will not be positive. Often, we'll still treat a person despite having negative results. So what do we do for treatment? The treatment for antibiotic-induced diarrhea is another antibiotic, very specific, that eradicates the C. difficile organism. Those two antibiotics are Flagyl or vancomycin. Now, Flagyl is most commonly used as the first-line medicine because it's so inexpensive and it is effective. The problem with it is it's not that tolerable. Lots of nausea with the medication, you can't have any alcohol with the medication, and people often just can't tolerate this medicine. If you cannot tolerate it, then the next step is to use the vancomycin. Now, this medicine is wonderfully tolerable, very effective. The only problem is it's very expensive. When I say very expensive, a course of it for 10 days can be over $1,000 or at least a few hundred dollars. Now, the way to get it cheaper is to get it as a liquid form made by the apothecary shop, Civic Center Pharmacy, Ranch Pharmacy, one of the compounding pharmacies. They can make the vancomycin much less expensive than getting the pills at your Walgreens or CVS, so just be aware of that. Now, in addition to treating with the antibiotics, we also do preventive strategies. And prevention is very important because people who've had this antibiotic-induced diarrhea can get it again. So what do you do to avoid it? Number one, you don't take antibiotics unless you absolutely must. Nowadays, we do give out antibiotics a little more freely than perhaps we should. But in individuals who've had C. difficile diarrhea, they should not take antibiotics unless absolutely necessary. That's number one. Number two, you can try Florastor, F-L-O-R-A-S-T-O-R. This is a product that's available at any pharmacy or grocery store. Taken daily, it is a special yeast called Saccharomyces boulardii, and it has been shown specifically to prevent C. difficile recurrence. So Florastor is the other thing to do in a preventive strategy. Of course, generally keeping clean, washing your hands and so forth is very important for preventing passage of this to other people in the family or that you're exposed to, but that is very difficult to do. Generally speaking, this diarrheal illness cannot be passed on to another person by just being exposed to them, so do not worry about that generally. Now, in special cases, people can have long persistence of diarrhea with this condition, and it's very difficult to prove that a person is cured unless they're symptom-free, that is, they don't have the diarrhea anymore. If you have persisting diarrhea, we generally use the antibiotics like vancomycin for an extended period of time and on a tapering regimen, starting out frequently, then taking it less frequently, actually down to every other day or twice a week in a prevention strategy to prevent a recurrence of the diarrhea. So that's the summary of C. difficile diarrhea, also called antibiotic-induced diarrhea. We're seeing it more commonly nowadays. And it's important to be aware of it, not to be worried about it, but to address it quickly with appropriate medications and then take preventive strategies to prevent recurrence. Hope that was of some help to you.